I'm Jeff Phelps. My partner over there is Andy Baskin. Menigan's flying the ship today. And Jake Murren is taking your phone calls at 216-474-0092. The offense, obviously, sputtering yesterday, Andy. And the bad thing about it here, if you look at yesterday's game, again, you can't. I find it difficult to make any kind of a judgment on anything other than it wasn't good.
Mm-hmm.
You had three quarterbacks. You had an offensive line that was beat up again. The only thing I could say is, you want something positive? I thought Cedric Tillman showed some potential. I thought, okay. Threw the kid the ball. Did a nice job. 8 catches, 80-some yards. And I thought, I want to see more. I've wanted to see more since he's been here. And after yesterday, getting a little bit of a chance, his best chance, I thought he looked good, and I want to see more. And Elijah Moore, on that subject, disciplinary reasons, didn't play in the early part of the game. Okay, got all that right. Going for you.
Yeah.
Let's trade Amari, and then let's discipline Elijah Moore.
I don't know. I thought the defense played okay yesterday.
The defense was fine.
I had no problem with it. I thought
didn't shut him out, but gave up 2 touchdowns. You give up 2 touchdowns in an NFL game, you should win, Andy, if your defense gives up 2.
I agree. I like the chemistry between Rex Sunahara and Corey Bjorquez. I think that they've got something going there on special teams, and I'll leave it at that.
Eric is in Kent, home of the Golden Flashes. Hello. Hi, Eric.
Hello.
Eric.
Hello. You guys are doing a great job. I'm going to say this real quick.
Okay.
You remind me of Oscar and Felix of the Odd Couple. And number 2.
Wait, who's the slob? Who's the slob? It's got to be me, man. I'll take it. I'll be Oscar. I'm all right with it. I'm good.
But listen, guys, this is getting insane. So when you look at Savansky, why waste the time? I know why he has to do the interview. Why is he wasting his time saying the same freaking crap week after week after week? It's like a broken record. He says the same thing. Somebody needs to get some balls and ask him the right questions. Why is Jimmy Haslam exempt from being interviewed? He's the worst billionaire ever. 25 years, quarter of a century, the Browns fans been waiting for the right team. 38 quarterbacks. The quarterback is not the issue. Look at the front office. Look at the coaching. This team does not want to play for this coach.
Eric, they made the playoffs last year.
Get him out of here. It doesn't matter. He's not consistent.
Eric, he's the 2-time coach of the year. They've been to the playoffs.
Well, there's definitely. It seems like
twice in his 4 years.
I agree with that.
So is that giving him a pass?
I think he's a good coach, Eric. I don't think the coach is the issue.
Eric, you know what we're going to find out? Let's see what they look like with a different quarterback coming up here. Look, if you're right, you're right. And it'll take care of itself. The problem, Eric, is that you're arguing against what we saw last year when they brought Joe Flacco in and they looked totally different. And I mean, I can't believe Kevin Stefanski would want to put plays out there to make any quarterback look bad. And so I mean, it's just kind of like, what are you seeing with your eyes? That's the whole thing. And it's just.
But nobody wants to play for him. You look at the Kansas City Chiefs, Andy Reid.
Eric, you can't make a statement like that because it's not factual. You can't make a statement like that. You're not in the locker room. You're not in meetings. You have no idea if the players want to play for Kevin Stefanski. No idea. They seemed to want to play for him last year when they went 11-6.
Look, I know who the greatest coach is of all time. I can tell you who every player wants to play for. The 1st and the 15th. That's exactly who they want to play for.
Unless, of course, you just get paid every other Friday.
Oh, that's true. Well, I was just assuming they got paid twice a month. So
Steven is in Akron. Hello, Steven.
Hey, Steven.
Hey. Hi, guys. How you doing?
Oh, we're hanging in.
I don't know. I've been a Browns fan for 60 years. The first game I went to when I was 7 years old was the last championship they won in 64.
And did you keep your ticket? Did you keep the ticket stub?
Pardon?
Did you keep
the ticket stub?
Yeah.
No, I was 7 years old, but I got to meet Frank Ryan and Brandon Collier.
Bad parenting, man. I have mine. I have my dad's ticket. I got to tell you, I'm not trying to show you up right now. I think he's being
mean to you, Steven.
I'm not being mean. I just think, Steven, I agree.
You just trashed your dad for not keeping your ticket stubs,
Steven.
Oh, I was
kidding. I'm just joking. Go ahead, Steven.
I'll tell you, I've never seen too many times where the fans have actually cheered when a person's been injured.
Were you at the game?
And I got to tell you, that when we lost the Browns there, when Modell left, they told us that any team that has a volatile fan base, they're allowed to move the team on them. So if I were the Browns fans, I'd be a little bit careful about cheering.
Steven, come on, man. Steven, they're not moving the Browns because
they're going along with the stadium, and that's not going to happen, but you're going to find...
Wait, what's not going to happen, Steven? Steven, what's not going to happen?
I don't think that they're going to move because...
Steven, listen to me. Listen, let's get some clarity on this phone call. They are moving to a dome. That is going to happen. There's no way around that now. I think we've passed the point. The mayor already said that. And by the way, I'm not getting into this today. Jeff and I have already had a long conversation, so I'll just say it quickly. The dome is not about football. It's about a lot more than football. It's about your neighbors that aren't making millions a year.
I know that. Okay. And it's going to be great, I think. But the problem is now trying to get other players. Players are going to get angry at the fan base if they continue this. If they don't continue it, it won't happen. But you got to be careful. You don't want to be out there. You don't want to be, you know, we're considered the best fan base in football. We're going to lose that if the people continue to cheer for people injured.
Fair enough. Steven, you're right. I agree with you on that.
Steven, thank you.
Thank you, Steven.
I don't know who considers Cleveland the best fan base in football.
I can find some story that'll say that.
I'm sure. We have a terrific fan base.
Let me tell you whose fan base I've never
understood how people quantify that. Oh. We're the best fans. No, we're the best fans. No, I think we're the best fans. There are great fans everywhere, folks. And there are great fans here. I hate that argument. Oh, we have the best fans. I'm sorry. Is there a test?
How dare you disrespect Browns Nation like that?
What is wrong with you? I'm not disrespecting
Fan Nation. Wait, are we allowed to be Nation? Are you sure we're not Buckeye Nation?
I'm saying that we have terrific fans here.
Are you sure we're not every high school that now considers their high school a nation?
We have awesome fans. They also have awesome fans in Dallas and in Pittsburgh and in Green Bay.
Let me tell you, as the greatest fans ever.
And in Minnesota. In Chicago.
The team that wins the Super Bowl, they have the greatest fans ever. Because they have nothing to complain about.
And in Kansas City, there's your Super Bowl team.
There you go. They're their greatest fans ever.
Brandon is in Parma Heights. Brandon.
Hey, Brandon.
Hey, guys. Hey, I want to preface this by saying, like, I come from a long line of Browns fans. My grandpa wouldn't even take my dad out for a Sunday drive because he had to listen to the Browns on the radio. But
that's good parenting.
I've never been more disappointed as a Browns fan. And you keep saying it was just a couple people cheering. There was a lot of people
Brandon,
cheering.
Brandon, were you at the game? Were you there?
Yes.
You were. Yes. So was I. I mean, like, yes, I understand. But it wasn't like this. I'm getting phone calls and stuff like there were entire sections of people that didn't cheer the injury. And if it's like 10 knuckleheads, 10, 15, 20, 1,000 knuckleheads that were cheering, does that supposed to? Here's the hard part. They represent all of us. This is why I'm upset about the whole thing. Because it's 1,000 idiots that decided they thought it was a good idea to cheer an injury. Now everybody in Northeast Ohio is a jerk, right? That's how this goes down.
I mean, I work for a surgical medical device company, and I have people all over the country that do my job. Mm-hmm. I've got 3 calls this morning, like, saying why would anybody want to come to Cleveland if they're going to, A, boo your starting quarterback coming onto the field, and then cheer your starting quarterback when he blows out of his Achilles. My biggest thing is...
Well, you work in surgery, Brandon. You guys can help him.
When are fans going to take culpability? We ran Marty Schottenheimer out of Cleveland when he took us to the AFC Championship game.
No, the fans didn't run Marty out of Cleveland. Marty wanted his brother to be defensive coordinator, and Art wanted somebody else.
And he wanted to make his own play calls.
We ran Baker Mayfield out of Cleveland.
No, we did not. Everybody wanted Baker Mayfield. Can we stop with the generalizations this morning? Not everybody wanted Baker Mayfield out. Not everybody. Baker decided he wanted to leave because he was upset. Does everyone not remember this? Let's not rewrite history. Let's not rewrite history. Go ahead.
He played injured and the fans got upset.
Okay, well.
The fans were saying he sucked.
Okay, that's their right. So what? That's part of the entertainment business. Don't be a quarterback if you don't think you have a bad game and you stink. Jeff and I get people that are all over us every day because they think we're the worst radio hosts in the history of the thing. But we still come back every day and we still get paychecks.
That's part of the gig. We know it. It's one thing to say someone sucks during a game. Dana, it's another thing to cheer for an injury. I understand what you're saying there.
You've heard that about Andy, right?
It is true.
Of very toxic fans. Like, if you go on Facebook, the groups, things that were said
yesterday
about Miles
Garrett.
Don't
go on Facebook! It won't be toxic. Your world won't be toxic if you don't go on Facebook. Don't go on Twitter. Stay off of social media. How did we survive in the 70s, 80s, and 90s? How did we live without social media? Oh, my God. Social media speaks for everybody.
But do you think free agents see that and they're going to want to come to
no,
Cleveland?
No, free agency.
When they get a big check.
Yes, when they see a gigantic check, they'll be like, oh, I don't even remember when that happened.
Cleveland,
in Cleveland.
Rocks.
Does
I
anybody remember Bottlegate? I don't remember anybody. Oh, no one's ever coming here again after Bottlegate.
Can't wait to see the new lakefront development where that stadium is. I want to play there. Bring my family.
Oh, my God. We've lost our minds.
We have fans now trashing fans and saying that the fans are the problem. Booing was not cool. I don't know who was doing it. I wasn't. I was sitting here working. Andy, you were there. You said it
so
wasn't
I was
everybody.
Sitting, well, I know it wasn't everybody.
Of course it wasn't.
Yeah, there's idiots out there. There's idiots in every stadium. That's why every stadium has a phone number. It says, call this number if there's an idiot next to you that's above and beyond.
A non-idiot.
Ours is on the scoreboard.
Non-idiot joining us next would be Scott Petrak, Chronicle-Telegram. He's going to join us on Baskin and Phelps. If you're on hold, stick with us. We'll get back to you shortly. Can't wait for more of this.